Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. By now, most people have a basic understanding about the new tax law and how it'll impact their 2018 tax returns. But one area that hasn't gotten as much attention in local or national news is the new law's possible effect on health savings accounts. Our next guest says the result may be an increased use of these HSAs. Josh Harris is a certified financial planner with Clemson University, where he also works as a lecturer and where he joins us from now. Josh, welcome back.
Thanks for having me, Mike.
So first of all, for our listeners not familiar with an HSA, tell us about it.
Sure. HSAs are health savings accounts. They're tax-deferred accounts. Those can be used for qualified medical expenses. So essentially, money's diverted pre-income tax into a savings account. Once that money's in the account, depending on who's the trustee or the provider for the account, contributors are able to access that money via like an ACH reimbursement, a debit card, and they might even potentially be able to invest that money into a select group of investments in the account. But once the money is taken out at any time for payment or reimbursement of qualified medical expenses, there's no tax on the disbursement.
And so what is it about the new tax law that might affect HSAs?
With the new tax law, we have a larger standard deduction for all filers. This means that anyone who itemized deductions in the past may want to consider whether they're still going to itemize this year or not. Now, one of those itemized deductions is the medical deduction. With the new tax law, filers are actually allowed to deduct any medical expenses above 7.5% of their adjusted gross income. This is actually down from the 10% in previous years. However, with the larger standard deduction, some filers may still not be able to claim the medical deduction because they won't be itemizing anymore. So this is going to mean that they might want to consider the use of a health savings account.
And so can anyone have an HSA, even if they, you know, have a health plan through their employer?
Great question. So to qualify for the use of an HSA, you have to be enrolled in a high-deductible health insurance plan. So for 2017 to qualify, the threshold amounts for those deductibles are $1,300 for an individual and $2,600 for family coverage.
If they are with an employer, their employer needs to be offering a high-deductible plan.
Correct.
What are some of the overall benefits of using an HSA?
So contributing to an HSA will lower taxable income. Additionally, the money that is in the HSA can grow tax-deferred, and it can also be used to pay for qualified medical expenses in a tax-preferred way.
What happens to the money that's in the health savings account if you don't use it, or if you don't use enough of it each year, and then you're suddenly at Medicare age?
That's a great question, Mike. One of the benefits I like the most is actually supplement retirement savings. Currently, HSA funds can be used for qualified medical expenses, including long-term care and disability care. So this would mean that someone who's saving the maximum amount in an HSA annually, which is just over $3,000 for single filers and just under $7,000 for families, they could save all or a portion of this money for their future medical expenses in and nearing retirement.
There's no restrictions to take it out after a certain age then to use specifically for health?
Correct. So as long as the consumer has a high deductible health plan, they can continue to contribute. If someone were to not have a high deductible health insurance plan anymore, they wouldn't be able to contribute, but they still would have access to those funds to use for qualified medical expenses.
Well, Josh, one more time. We've got about a minute left. Could you summarize again what you see as the reason why the new tax law may result in an increased use of health savings accounts?
Absolutely, Mike. So with the new tax law, we're seeing higher standard deductions for all filers, meaning that most filers who itemized in the past, possibly taking advantage of a medical deduction, they may not be doing so in the future. And so this is going to give most consumers the opportunity to consider, what's my medical saving strategy? Am I going to save these receipts and itemize? Or instead, am I going to reevaluate my health plan, go into a high deductible plan if it's offered by my employer, potentially save a little money monthly on the premium, but then what I can do is complement that with a health savings account and save for medical expenses in a tax-deferred way now and for later years as we get closer to retirement.
And the amount you are putting into a health savings account is tax deductible.
Correct.
And that did not change with the new tax law.
It did not.
Josh, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Thank you, Mike.
Josh Harris is a certified financial planner with Clemson University, where he also works as a lecturer. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org. Just click on demand, and there you'll find us. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.